take rings in the water. Don't stand still. They keep on flowing with the swiftness.
They cannot be considered connected to each other. They cannot be considered connected
with
each other. So that's why Zeichlin is not
Mitayer
in the mikveh.
Even though
it's the same
okay.
Zeichlin.
So it's not
Mitayer, even the same okay. So
in other words, you can have
a situation, according to the Gro, you have that situation. That is in the same okay. Zeichlin. Zeichlin in the mikveh, it's in the same okay, it's not Mitayer because they're not mechubor. So that's you. So anyway, whatever we said Alim Demis, according to Maskona of the Gemara. So according to Maskona of the Gemara, so the according to the Ri, so Tefiach Latfiach is not only not in Me'arev, it's not in Me'chab. The only thing that Tefiach Latfiach is, it is a Chalei Shemashi. So Me'mele, it has significance, according to Rabbi Yude, in the case of Gudachis, Moyor Agrof Shorishin Gizmai. So we have Aloha Viruv, but we cannot say Gudachis. If there is no continuity of Mashke, so only when you have to Tefiach Latfiach in the intermediary zone, then you have continuity of Mashke, of Mai. If you don't have in the intermediary zone, all over, droplets of Tefiach Latfiach, so then you don't have continuity of Mashke, you can apply the Aloha Gudachis. But Tefiach Latfiach, that's the only Aloha of Tefiach Latfiach. That it has a Chalei Shemash, but it's not a Mechaber, it's not a Me'arev. What is a Mechaber? Shver Asaneit. What is a Me'arev? Shver Asaneit. So the Mele Mikarka Shove, according to Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Yude, less than Shver Asaneit, we have no Yiru, we have no Chib. Tefeyach Latfiyach, I'm sorry, Kataf, Nitzik Mekatafres, Nitzik Mekatafres is not Mufke of Chibu, it's not even Mufke of Yiru. It's not even Mufti of Yiruv, but it is Mufti of Zriye. It is Mufti of Zriye. And then why is it no Chibur? Linyan Tume, because in regard to Mashkin, in view of the fact that Mashkin do not have a unitary existence, they have a multiple existence. And in order that the Dovah Mitame should transmit Tume to the whole object, then it must be a unitary object, not a multiple object. So the question arises, every time a sheretz touches mayim in a kele, there is so much mayim, and it only touches at one point, at one spot. The other mayim didn't come in counting the sheretz. Why does all the mayim become tummy? So because of the aloha of yiruv mikvois, yiruv mashkish, verazaneit, it's considered as a unitary object. One mayim, one expanded, one enlarged drop. So when can we say that? Only when it's destined to remain in that place. So then all the hundreds or thousands of drops can be considered as one enlarged drop. Mashein ken yiviz bikatafres. So then they're not destined to stay together. So even though there is no afkoya or viruv, and they are considered in this split second, they are considered to be miurev, but they cannot be considered as one mayim. That's more than you. That's more than you. That's alibi demes. But alibi the hava mina of the gemore, according to the Ri. So iruv and chibur are two separate categories. And just as you can have chibur without iruv, you can have iruv without chibur. And then, and Tefiach Latfiach is a shiur in Chibur. Shifer Zaneid is a shiur in Yiruv, as Rab Chaim says in the Rambam. And Nitzel Mikatafres, we have Yiruv, but Nitzel Mikatafres is not Mufti of Yiruv. Because even in Nitzel Mikatafres, as long as you have Shifer Zaneid, continuity of Shifer Zaneid, all over, so Memele is considered to be in one moke, but Mechuber it's not considered. And still, Gabi Mikvois, it's good. Why? Because Gabi Mikvois, we don't require Chibur. We only require Iruv. Mashenkin Gabi Ashoke, according to the Halamin of Gemore, we only require Chibur and nothing. That's the shit. All right. עומר רבי יומי, הרי אומרו, הבו ריש שבירו במים שאובים, ביטוי שנופו ריש ורו בשלישלו במים שאובים, תומי, בו רבי יומי, חצי בביה וחצי בפילה, מי, תיקו. עומר רב פופה, הרי אומרו, בו תריך חיל שנסות לשאול כמה מים תויר, בו רב פופה, חצי בתפילה, חצי בסינה, מי, תיקו. Alright, הבו ריש שבירו בישותי מים שאובים, שרק לי, תום לי תרומת שאידון, זה השמי רוסד אובוי, ופיר כמה שר שם מפורש, מי תאים לי גוזר עליו, לפיועי להם מאורי סחוכים לתבילה, ולאחר תבילה יורי חצים בישובים, וישחילו להם על להם מתארים, אלו מתארים, וגוזר עליהם שוב, וגוזר עליהם, ושוב גוזר על תויה שנופו, ושליש לוגים היום שובים, דילוי הו, וכאן מהו, חצי בבי יבסי חקלי, וחצי בפילה שנופו, החוץ גופי שליש הלוקים, בלכר יחילה, אמין, these dalochas are not relevant today because that akone of Ezra became portal because it was not nispashit b'reiv atzibo. B'akir achil et toyer li v'teir ad Ezra tikin tvil et bar l'keir yin kish yask b'teiro v'yikeil ula l'achil bin sinasti shokabin afilu shuvim misachis broches av l'tarei l'ikonis bin migdosh b'inon abo im sol v'chetzi b'tvil eshin nichas chetzi l'sich ha-mikve v'al chetzi noset eskabim shuvim הבור יש לו מים שהוא יותר שנופו, הוכר עשינו לפני כמה די שבס, דל תפויים דווקא גוזר מביא. In other words, someone who is stable. וכל שכם מפילה, דל תפויים דווקא is גוזר מביא וכל שכם מפילה. He was stable, but he has to wait for ערב שמש. So then he can become possible לאכול בתחומה in two ways. He can become possible bin file and be avultoya. So only if it's no flow al reishe, then he becomes possible echo betrume. But if he immerses himself in my mshuvim, a regular toya, who didn't even become tome. I mean, even if he did become tome, but then he became toya and there was already Aref Shemesh. So he's also considered a regular toya. But the regular toyer who doesn't have to wait for Erev Shemesh, so when does he become Lachol Bitrume? Only if it's not Flual Reishe. But if he just immerses himself in the mitzvah of Mayim Shovim, so he doesn't become Posel Lachol Bitrume. Why? Why? Why is Nefile more chomor than Bie? Why is Nefile more chomor than Bie? Because Nefile applies even a regular toyer but B.A. affects only Tvul Yoyim, not the regular Torah. V'taymei Mari, Dechmiro bin Fila, why is the Fila Mochomo? Mishum Shemai Zikachoye, Tiro Marosom, V'yaneis Nalem Shluch Marishuvim. Why were the Chachomim Gezer that Torah Shenoflu Al Reishe, Mayim, Shenoflu Al Reishe, Mayim Shuvim becomes Poslach Mitchomim. Because people were not knowledgeable, and so those who became Tomei, they knew they had to go tefillah. And many mikvois were not clean, so they didn't want, you know, to remain with the unclean water of the mikveh. So what they do, after they were tabled themselves in the mikveh, they poured mayim shuvim upon themselves. Then other people, so that was... Then other people saw this act is done and that act is done. So other people drew the conclusion that the important thing is the nefile of the Mayim Shuvim, because that was done at the end. So because of that, the Chachomim were gazing that if itoya, so as, and in their case, he was already itoya, you see, because it wasn't. So many times it was. It was itoya mamish, so mele, because they did it after they were table. So many times, first they were table, let's say 5 minutes before shkia, and then they waited for Erev Shemesh. They didn't rush to pour the mayim teirim, and then they poured the mayim shuvim upon them. So because of that. The chmiro bin filim shem shemaisik achoyu filim osom v'yoneisin aleim shlei shalugim mayim shuvim. All right. So Thursday, we should finish after the Mishnah. And tomorrow, we have to cover a lot of ground in Mikvois and what this day's verse is of great importance, I mean, in the yonim that we're up to now in Mikvois.